Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele says he'll veto $750,000 from the county budget that was targeted for a fish passage at the Estabrook Dam along the Milwaukee River. Abele says he instead wants the nearly 80-year-old structure torn down and that stretch of the river to become free-flowing.
You're not going to find any environmental groups, you know, who won't favor restoring the natural flow. And we've seen examples already in Milwaukee. When the North Avenue Dam was removed, you got cleaner water, less flood risk, higher property values, more trails. I mean, positive all the way around.
Relatively small dams like the Estabrook that aren't used to generate electricity have been removed from many U.S. rivers over the last 15 years. Backers of removing the Estabrook have long pressed their case. But some members of the Milwaukee County Board have taken steps to keep the dam intact. Milwaukee Riverkeeper Cheryl Nen says removing the Estabrook, just a few miles from Lake Michigan, would help fish swim to upstream spawning areas.
The problem is our fish aren't reproducing, and part of that is because they really can't get to their spawning areas. And they can't get to their spawning areas because of all these dams and, frankly, other impediments.
But people living along the waterway or impoundment behind the Estabrook Dam are asking the Milwaukee County Board to override County Executive Abele's veto of the fish passage. Glendale resident Dave Dorner says if the dam comes down, water levels in the Milwaukee River will drop, and so will nearby property values.
We've surveyed 40-some realtors in the area, and they've said that with the dam out and the loss of use of the river, property values would drop maybe 10-20%. So it is a real thing.
Dorner says water levels in the county's nearby Lincoln Park would also go down. If the county board upholds Abele's veto during the board's meeting on Wednesday, that doesn't mean a quick teardown of the dam. The cost of removal and stabilization of riverbanks above the dam is estimated at $1.7 million. Backers of dam removal say much of that money has been secured from various sources, but as much as $700,000 may need to be raised. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.